I'm Anna Linville, and I'm running for Hillsborough Town Board of Commissioners.
Well, I feel like Hillsborough is at this moment where we have to really be smart, and we have to have a long-term vision for how we want to grow, because we've created this environment, this creative, wonderful space, and a lot of people want to be there. So we need to make sure that we grow in a way that allows us to maintain our character and our multi-ethnic socioeconomic diversity and still maintain sort of the trajectory that we've been on for the last 15 years, and that is a great artsy, creative community that's very, really open. Well, I'm on the board at the Arts Council, and we do a lot of the events that make Hillsborough really wonderful, like Last Fridays and the Lantern Walk and the Handmade Parade. Right now, I'm the treasurer of the board, and we've been working really hard to grow that spirit and make sure that all of our events are somehow grounded in the history and culture of the community. So, you know, one of my biggest, I think my biggest accomplishment in the last year was taking Last Fridays and spreading it out and bringing in spoken word poets to perform. I mean, there was a perception, I think, that it was, you know, just an event for old white people. And so I think one of my biggest accomplishments was saying, no, that's not who we are. We're there for everybody. There are events for everyone. There's every kind of music you can possibly imagine at the event. And we have, you know, somehow gotten other communities excited about sharing culture and all the things that make Hillsborough wonderful. So I think that's what I'm most proud of. I've been in Hillsborough since 2017. I'm a military veteran, and so is my husband. And we moved here after he retired from the Army. And we do have roots in South Carolina, but decided to make North Carolina our home for the reasons that everybody else is coming here. Great airports, amazing universities, and just wonderful little communities where you really feel like you can put down roots. And it's not a kind of community where you feel like it's like everywhere else. There's a reason why people want to live here, and it's because it feels like there's culture that's real and authentic. And I want to support that and continue supporting that. When people see my name on the ballot, I want them to think that this is someone who will listen to me and cares what I think. And I will listen, and I don't come with a preset notion of what should be done or any idea that I have all the answers. So I want to hear what other people think, and I want to actually build a vision with other stakeholders in the community for what Hillsborough will look like in the long run.